You're tuned to 1360 WNAH Nashville and worldwide on the internet, WNAH.com.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is Angelo Malachi and my wife, Carrie. We'll be here for the next half hour. We're with One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad BeMashiach. And I thank God we could be here this afternoon. You know, it's a beautiful day in Tennessee. We're in Tennessee. And today is the 26th day of January, according to the Gregorian calendar. That's Pope Gregory. However, according to God's calendar, which we're trying to have people learn, I'm trying to teach you, God has his own calendar. You know, in the book of Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7, we see the name of the month is Shvat. Shvat. And that's, we're in the actual sixth day right now. And tonight starts the seventh day, which
month?
It's the 11th month of God. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. It's the 11th month of God. Yes, right in your Bible, Zechariah 1, verse, chapter 1, verse 7. It says it's the 11th month of God. You know, everyone's so used to doing the Gregorian calendar. I'm trying to teach everyone, start concentrating on God's calendar in your Bible that you carry around your whole day, every day of your life.
And you might ask, why would I need to do that?
Well, one reason I can come up with right off the just thinking, you might want to understand when the feasts of the Lord are coming. If you don't know what month it is, how are you going to keep the feasts? And they're not the feast of the Jews. It's the feast of the Lord.
Amen, because he says you won't be caught as a thief in the night because he's given us clues
as to
when he's coming back.
Right, we're supposed to be children of the day, not of the night.
Amen.
Matter of fact, in the night, I can barely stay awake. Anyway, praise the Lord. We are one of Messiah congregation. We are Jews, Gentiles. We're the Israel of God. We're a portion of the Israel of God. And that doesn't matter to us whether you're Jewish, Irish, Spanish. And I always say ticklish. God just wants you to join his body. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Because, you know, most churches you go to will tell you that they're from the original apostles. They'll tell you that.
Oh.
But you can prove through history when they were made, when their churches started. And also you might ask them, okay, if you're from the apostles, how are you like Jesus? How are you like the apostles? Do you keep the commandments of God like the apostles did? Jesus kept his father's commandments, right?
Yes.
And if, you know... do you keep the commandments? Do you keep the feast of the Lord? I think the apostles did.
You know about
they?
The calendar of God?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I had a Baptist guy call me up the other day. He tried to tell me that his Baptist church was started at the time when the Lord was around. And that is erroneous history. I mean, you could look anywhere. The first Baptist church was created somewhere, I think, in the 1600s. The Baptist church does not go back to the time of the Messiah. Because guess what? Yeshua was born in Israel. He's not born in Tennessee or Texas. And his name is Yeshua. Of course, everybody calls him Jesus. There's nothing wrong with that. Remember, we're one of Messiah congregation. And we try to provoke thought into your mind. Remember, you can always call us at 256-1360. And if you're around a little further out, dial 615-256-1360. We're live. And if you want to get in on the conversation, feel free.
And what is our subject for today, Angelo?
Well, you know, I was thinking this week has been an unusual week. You know, ever since we've been on TV now, News Channel 5, on a program called Issues of Faith, and we're going to be on again in February, and we'll give you the schedule. But ever since we've been on, we've been getting calls from all around Tennessee, and I see people still want to keep their traditions, the ones they were taught when they were a child, even though they know they're fictitious and they're made up. You know, one of the things that hits me is you ask, what is the topic of this of today? Well, it's multifaceted, you know. In other words, I see all the changes that go on in the world, all the religions have to do with adding and diminishing from the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it." How many people do you know? What religion? Who kept that?
No.
How many books did the Protestants add?
Oh, thousands and thousands.
How about
thousands,
Catholics?
Thousands and thousands.
How about Judaism?
Thousands and thousands.
And I mean, other people diminished. They erased God. Some people don't believe Yeshua is the Word of God made flesh. They don't understand there's only one Savior, There's only one Redeemer. There's only one Holy One of Israel, one Rock of Ages, you know. But so many people have changed the word of God. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32 says, "Whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it." That thou, it says, "Thou shalt not add thereto or diminish from it."
So we should have traditions, but they need to be the traditions of God, not
yes.
our own made-up traditions that it's, we think are holy or that we want
to
add
to. Well, some people think they're, you know, they're warm and fuzzy, you know, they're beautiful. You know, Proverbs says, "Add thou not unto my words, lest God will reprove you and you'll be found a liar." Yes.
That's right, because if you say that, it's Christmas, so we're going to celebrate Christ's birthday, you just said a lie.
Of course. How about if you say, "I want to have 4 cups or 5 cups for the Passover"? What is that?
That's made up.
It's a lie. It's made up in Judaism.
Yeah, Jesus didn't do it.
I have a book called the Chumash. It's on page 319. These rabbis, and there's no rabbis in the Tanakh, they made that up. That is not in the Bible. There's no rabbis in Tanakh. They're made up.
Amen. Because the time, you know, when you have a Passover, it's called a Seder, which means an order. But when you have a Passover service, you're supposed to tell about the story of Egypt and how God brought them out with great power. And also now we can add to that, which isn't adding to the word, how this whole story is about the coming Messiah.
Yes.
It's all about salvation.
It's all about the Messiah.
And that's all right, because that's actually in the word.
You know what's said about some of the people, you know, our Jewish brothers and sisters? They don't understand Judaism that's taught today is totally different than what the disciples and the Messiah used to believe in, and also the prophets before that. There was no Judaism in the Bible. The Talmud was written between 200 and 400 A.D. by these men that elected themselves. Of course, they gave themselves a title called rabbi, and they're not your master. But anyway, the Judaism today, unfortunately, when Jews are born, everyone assumes that they're in Judaism. Well, we're not Jews in Judaism. We're Jews from the Bible.
That's right. In other words, what we're finding is that people who are coming out of the churches because they know there's a problem. Okay, the churches aren't keeping the commandments of God. There's a lot of sin in the churches. There's something wrong. So they don't know where to go. So what they tend to do is go to a Jewish synagogue.
Right.
And try to learn from the Judaism of today. And what we're saying is the Judaism of today is not the Jesus of yesterday. It's not the apostles of yesterday.
It's not the prophets.
Amen. If you want to find your Hebrew Jewish
roots, it's not in
the
Torah.
The only place you can find your Hebrew Jewish roots is in the Tanakh, what you call your Old Testament scriptures.
Amen.
That's exactly where they are, and actually in your New Testament scriptures, because they lived it.
Well, you know, I always tell people the same thing Jeremiah says in chapter 10, verse 2. Learn not, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen." Okay? Don't go learn the way of the heathen. And don't be amazed at signs of heaven, signs in heaven or of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. You know, I was noticing this last week, they're even having TV shows now that they have wizards and they have warlocks, and they're trying to present them in a, you know, a positive fashion. No, you can't be a devil. You can't be a warlock or a witch. The Bible says that. Now, we're One of Messiah congregation. Call us. We're at 256-1360. 256-1360. We're live if you want to get in on this. So we don't want you to learn the way of the heathen. We're trying to do what Jeremiah was trying to get the people to do in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. He says, "Ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." But what do most of the people say?
They say, "I will not."
They say, "Yes, we will not walk therein." You know, we could show people verbatim Bible verses, and they're still not going to do them. Let's see if this is a question or comment for One of Messiah. Is this a question or comment for One of Messiah congregation?
Yes. I was just wondering, can you recommend a place to worship that observes all the commandments, fourth commandment included?
Well, yes. You want to hang up, or do you have another question? I'll tell you. Okay, thank you. Yes, we keep the commandments of God, the mitzvot. Yes, you can come and join us any Sabbath, like tomorrow is the Sabbath of the Lord, which is the fourth commandment that the Catholic Church erased. I could show you that too. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, you come to the New Hope Community Church right here in Brentwood, Tennessee. We don't have our own building, but we're in a church. We're trying to get our own building. We are Jews, just still wandering. We're hoping people would help us get our own building. But at the moment, we're in a church at 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. That's 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, tomorrow at 12 o'clock. It's the Sabbath of the Lord.
Why don't you give him our telephone number in case he has trouble?
Yeah, I mean, if you ever, anybody out there in the listening vicinity, if you ever want to talk to me after the broadcast, I'm at 591-9820, 591-9820. And, of course, if you're out of the vicinity, always put the 615 area code. You can also get on our website. Go to our website. It's One in Messiah. That's oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. And you can find out all about us. That's for anybody who's listening.
Amen. And you can join us Friday night, Friday evenings at sunset on Pal Talk. You can go on the internet, and there's people all over the world there. We're in the Christianity room under One in Messiah.
We try to utilize this cyberspace. Of course, it's not seen here physically, but in cyberspace, there's thousands and thousands of people we found around the world keeping the commandments of God, keeping the feasts of the Lord, learned about the calendar of God. I mean, this is in the same Bible everybody has.
Amen.
No, but what we're trying to do is get people, bring them back to the ancient paths, and that's what we want to get you to do. You know, just in the last week or so, I've heard different people say, and I heard this through my whole existence here, I am unwilling to give up the beautiful Christian or Catholic or Jewish traditions that I have grown up with. You know, when I hear those kind of words, it sounds to me like in the book of Matthew, 15 verse 2, these people, they ask the same thing. They were telling the disciples of the Lord. Think of this. They're telling the Lord and his disciples, telling Jesus, why does your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? I mean, come on. The elders got it wrong because they're not following the word of God. And Yeshua says right back to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? You know? You've made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. What happens when we do four cups on the Passover? What happens? What do you think?
Well, the problem is that you take away from the real meaning of the Passover. Remember the night he was betrayed, he took the cup and he said, this is the cup of the New Testament.
It wasn't four?
In my blood.
Was it four? How many? Four or five?
There's one.
One, right.
There's one cup, and it's all about his blood. And so what you do is you negate the real reason of the Passover. It's salvation in his blood and the faith that he died and rose and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. He is our atonement.
Of course. Anything else is adding to the word, which we're commanded not to do.
Amen.
You know, it's such a terrible thing. I've been finding this in all kind of writings lately, little information I've been given, other books I have. Everyone's got this made-up thing. Us at One of Messiah congregation, we're just Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah, and we don't add to the word. We don't diminish from the word. We do exactly what it says. What a concept.
That's right. We need to do is, in Isaiah 30, this is a great verse, 9 and 10, it says that this is a rebellious people, lying children. Listen to this, children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
That makes me sad.
There is a law from God.
The
just
Torah.
Like there's a law in the world, a law in the state, a law in your job, there's a law in the Lord. And you know what they want to hear? Which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, but speak unto us
smooth things.
Prophesy deceits.
Seats. Yes.
And we're just going to tell it like it is because, you know, we find that the commandments of God and his feast days and his calendar are wonderful. We love them.
Yeah.
You
know what's nice about that? You could verify everything by going right to your Bible. All these other things that we're brought up on, you can't find them in the Bible. I mean, really, all these different pagan feasts that people are doing and Judaism. You know, Apostle Paul tells Titus, he says, don't give heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. So we tell you, you know, yes, we're Jews that believe in the Messiah. Now, Jews that don't believe in the Messiah, we pray that they repent and they come to the Messiah, Yeshua, who's Jesus. And anyone's invited anytime, we'll read the Hebrew with you. We'll prove to you who the Messiah is. Now, remember, we're still here live. We've got a few minutes left here. 256-1360. 256-1360. If you're out there listening, you are invited. Tonight is Thoughts to Shabbat, the Sabbath of God, the fourth commandment that has been erased because of people's traditions. Because, you know, some people can't stop doing their Jewish traditions, just like some people can't stop doing their Catholic traditions or Protestant traditions. We're telling everybody, look, there was no Protestants, Catholics, or Judaism at the time of the prophets or the time of the Lord. Why don't we just go back to the scriptures and do what God says? You know, it's very important. Matthew 15:3 says, why do you also transgress the commandment of God? And I say, yeah, like the fourth commandment by your tradition. No one keeps the fourth commandment anymore. Fourth commandment is the Sabbath. And we're not Seventh-day Adventists. That's ridiculous. That was also made up. We are Jews from the Bible, and we believe exactly what it says. So it's time to put on some Hebrew Jewish eyeglasses. And I have a few pairs left if anybody wants to come.
Amen. And what we want to also say is in Romans chapter 11, where he's talking about who is the Israel of God. And the Jewish people of today, you know, they're still God's people. However, they did not find the Messiah. You know, they did not find the Messiah. So it says here, as concerning the gospel, they're enemies for your sake. In other words, when you start finding out the truth and looking for the real understanding of the word, you don't go to unsaved Jewish people.
You don't go to rabbis.
Rabbis, they don't know the gospel.
You don't go to synagogues.
If they did know the gospel, they would have found the Messiah in their own scriptures. And you pray that they do, just like you pray that other Christians will find the truth.
Exactly.
You know, because there's one body.
You know, we're not against people. I want to make sure everybody hears that out there. We're not against people. We're against doctrines that have been pumped into everyone's mind and consciousness since we were born. And even before, you know, our relatives. This America is only 230 years old. And, you know, obviously, everyone brought over their pagan rituals to America and their traditions. Unfortunately, we're all born generations later. We don't even know the difference. We're trying to make straight the way of the Lord. And we can prove everything we're saying in the Bible. It's time to stop being Meri in Hebrew, rebellious. That's important. You know, in 1 Samuel 15:23, a very powerful verse, it says, rebellion, of course, against the word of God and the commandments, is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. I mean, that's a powerful word. Did you know rebellion against God is witchcraft? It says right here, witchcraft is a sin.
Of course it's a sin.
Well, people dress their little children as witches.
I'll read Deuteronomy 18.
What about on TV? They have good witches, white witches. No, it's a sin.
Actually, it says it's an abomination to God.
Yeah, and we're not against you. We want you to repent like every other sin. We don't care what sin you're doing. Or, you know, all sin has to be repented of, and everyone is the same. We don't look at one sin worse than... What sin is worse than the other sin?
They're all equal.
Don't you? How much sin is going to heaven?
None.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I hear ministers say all the time that we're all sinners here.
Well, if we're all sinners, then I guess. You know, that's really weird because John says that if you sin, you are of the devil.
Of course. Obviously, people that follow the Messiah, keep his commandments, his holy days, his calendar, go out of their way to serve the Lord. Yes, we're children of the living God.
Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. You see, let us explain this for other people that don't know. In Numbers 15, you will read that there was only atonement. There was atonement for sin, but it was only ever for ignorant sins. When you sinned on purpose, you were stoned. And it's still so with the new covenant in the Lord's blood. It's still the same. For if you sin willfully after having knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for your sins.
That's right.
That's in Hebrews 11.
There's no sin that's going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
You will make mistakes, and that's what the blood is for. The blood is for when you sin ignorantly, if you get angry, something happens you don't expect and you react wrongly. But it's not for doing things on purpose and then going and asking for forgiveness for something you perfectly knew was wrong.
Right. You're not supposed to willingly sin, like sit here and meditate how you're going to sin. You know, the Bible says there are sins that are not unto death. And he says, I do say you should pray for it, John said. But there's sins unto death that you're not supposed to pray for. That's what he says. So this is in the epistle of John. So there are sins that you better repent of, that you could get forgiveness for. Isn't that wonderful to know you could be forgiven? Just think, God, right now, doesn't matter what you have done, he says he could save to the uttermost. He doesn't care what you have done. Some people go, I heard people say, well, I'm such a bad sinner. Hey, listen, no sin is getting into heaven. Doesn't matter what you've done. Repent. Ask God to have mercy on you. Start today. Isn't today the day of salvation?
Today's the day. That's right. Don't harden your hearts. Today is the day.
I mean, you have a chance today.
That's right.
So we're trying to get people on this, on get away from their traditions. Anything that's made up, that's all we want you to understand in simple logic. If it's not in the Bible, if it's adding to the Word, or if it's diminishing from the Word, you want to get away from that. Because God said not to do that. Now, we are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach in Hebrew, if anyone that speaks Hebrew out there. And we're Jews in the Bible, not Judaism, and we're a portion of the Israel of God. It's time to join the Israel of God. Who is the new covenant given to?
It was given to the house of Israel and the house of Judah, basically the 12 tribes of Israel.
In town here, they say a lot of these Gentile churches say they're the New Testament church. What do you think?
I think that if they join the new covenant of the Lord, they had to join the people who have always been through the Bible, the Israel of God.
Of course. You know, if anyone would just read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, which is easy to remember, and the book of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8, you'll find out that Apostle Paul was quoting Jeremiah.
You know, I'd like to make something very simple for people out there, because there's a confusion about this thing called the law. Yes, you're saved by grace, and you know, when you are saved, you're making a covenant with God. Here's the covenant. You were a sinner before, which means you were breaking his commandments. And you've decided that you are a sinner and you want to change from your ways. The only way that you can get forgiveness and start fresh is with the grace of God, that you use the blood of the Messiah that he shed once for all sin. And
Amen.
You use that and you change and you say, Lord, I accept your blood. And when you make that covenant, you're also making the covenant. Now I'm going to stop sinning. Okay, Lord, I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to repent. That means to turn. So that means you keep the commandments of God. Now, if you break that covenant, now God's not going to leave you, but if you decide that you're going to start sinning again and break that covenant, you are no longer in that covenant.
Of course not.
You are no longer saved.
Right. That Baptist doctrine is poison. Once saved, always saved. That is the most silliest thing I ever heard of. You know, if God destroyed his own chosen people in the wilderness, who do the Gentiles think they are?
Well, they're not supposed to be Gentiles in the first place.
Well, they better repent.
They're supposed to have left their Gentileness and gone to be the Israel of God.
The word goyim means nations. That's what a Gentile is, of the nations. So that's what we're talking about in the Hebrew. It's goyim, and you're supposed to become the Ezrach. There's no difference, the homeborn. So when a Gerim, a person of the nation, joins the Ezrach, the homeborn, the people that are serving God, you become as one, Echad. We become all one of Messiah. We are one of Messiah congregation. We're still here for the next few minutes. Call us, 256-1360, if we're provoking any thought out there. There must be somebody thinking out there. This isn't the typical little Protestant broadcast here. We're coming from Jewish perspective, Hebrew perspective. Did you know the apostles were Jewish? The prophets were Jewish. Yeshua was of the tribe of Judah. He is a Jew. Does anyone know that? They think he was from the Church of Christ. Jesus didn't go to the Church of Christ. I mean, there was no such thing.
No, there was no such thing.
Of course not. You know, the reason why we talk like this, we're trying to provoke thought. We're trying to make people understand. We're not against people. We're against doctrines that people have been born into, traditions that people were raised into. We're trying to get you to shed them and start keeping the feasts of the Lord and the commandments of God.
I have a question for you out there, just another provoking thought. What Bible did the apostles and Jesus read?
You mean he didn't have a Bible?
No. See, a lot of people don't realize that all they had was the Tanakh, the Torah, the writings and the prophets. In other words, it was what your Old Testament book is. They didn't have New Testament scriptures.
Of course not.
They actually taught from it. Now, the pastors of today will tell you to throw away that old covenant book.
Yeah, 77% of the Bible.
But you realize how wrong that is, because all scripture is pure. You have to live by every word of God. God doesn't change. The apostles didn't have a NIV or a King James or anything.
Of course not. I heard this Church of Christ minister on the radio. He was telling people that all you need is the letters, and that's how you could formulate a church.
Oh, man.
That's ridiculous.
You're missing the basics.
Of course. Apostle Paul didn't have the Gospels or the letters. He was writing them, living them. I mean, you know, it's time to get back to the Jewishness of the Bible. It's time to understand that maybe there's something we missed. Let's double check this because it's about your soul. It's about eternity. I mean, you should care for your own soul, right?
Yes, of course. And, you know, going back to John, because a lot of people do not like to read the 1 John, 2 John, etc., he says, whoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Now, there's still such a thing as sin, correct?
Of course.
Well, sin is the transgression of the law. Well, if you're not under the law, well, see, that whole thing is misunderstood. In this case, they're talking about the commandments. When
yes.
you break the commandments of God that were both spoken by him and written by his finger, you have sinned.
That's correct.
And it says, and ye know
Praise
that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now listen to this. Whoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whoever sinneth hath not seen him,
neither known him. Yes.
That means that you were a sinner before. You better not be a sinner now.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be going out of our way to sin right now. We're trying to be kadosh, holy. Where in the Bible does it say to be sexy? No, it says to be holy, all you ladies out there and young girls. Let's make a stand. Let's be a role model for our generation. And I talk to you young people. Make a stand. Do something for God. You know, we're one in Messiah congregation. Tomorrow, you're invited to be with us at 12 o'clock. Write that down right now. 12 o'clock tomorrow at 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. We're in the New Hope Community Church. Tomorrow is the Sabbath of the Lord. We're called One in Messiah Congregation. Go on the website. It's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. Email me anytime. You know, we have a TV show coming up in February the 3rd, again, on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Issues of Faith, News Channel 5. I think it's also 50 on cable. That's February the 3rd at 5 o'clock. We got Sunday, February the 4th at 5:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. And then Monday, February the 5th at 6:30 p.m. But if you don't get those down, let me know. Call me anytime.
I have another question. Where in the any word of God does it say that you can't keep the commandments? Where does it say in any word of God that God decided to change the day of the Sabbath?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It actually says 60 times in the Gospels and letters the word Sabbath. And in the book of Luke, write this down, Luke 23:56. Mm-hmm. Luke 23:56, it says, they went and prepared spices and ointments, and they rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Right in the book of Luke.
And you know, some people say, well, that was before the Lord rose. Well,
That's ridiculous.
God doesn't change, whether it was back in Moses' time or the time when Jesus was here or when he came back.
That's because they didn't read Isaiah chapter 66, where it says, even after there's a new heavens and a new earth, there's still going to be a Sabbath.
Amen.
Well, I just praise the Lord we could be here. You know, I wish that we, if anyone wants to get behind us with prayers and fastings, please do. If you'd like to get behind us with finances, please go to our website or give us a call at 591-9820. We are Jews trying to get our own building. If you love Israel, get behind us. We're trying to make straight the way of the Lord.
That's right. If you're tired of just hearing a motivational message, if you're
pep
tired
talk.
Of church doctrine that you can't prove by the Bible, and you just want to come and read, and you want to study with us, that's what we do. We read the Word of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God we could be here this half hour. We got about 2 minutes left. You know, I'm happy that we had one person call. You know, we do this to provoke thought. We do this so people could start questioning their church. You know, come and join us on the Sabbath of the Lord, just like they did in the book of Acts. We didn't make that up. Everybody in the book of Acts came on the Sabbath, and they read the law and the prophets, and that's what we do. So tomorrow at 12 o'clock, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, join us.
Give us and also call us anytime at 615-591-9820. We love to hear from you.
And also go on our website, oneofmessiah.net. Anyway, shalom from One of Messiah. I thank God for the blood of the Messiah and salvation. Amen.
Hi, this is Ian Stephen from Olympic City, Sydney, Australia, listening on the World Wide Web to WNAH Nashville.